No matter what the man said.
Hello, welcome to Newsbox. Tuesday, the 20th of February. It's Pancake Day.
Happy Pancake Day!
Are you going to have a pancake?
We could go to the crepe stall and get a Nutella crepe.
No, I'd probably give it a miss, to be honest. I might have one at the weekend.
But then it'll be Lent.
And tell me about Lent.
I don't know. Baby Jesus went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and he ate nothing, especially no pancakes. And then he had fish fingers and did a poo like an egg. Right, what's the news?
Merry Christmas. Caged animals.
Ooh, in a zoo? Is there a zoo in the news?
No, just a load of fox men who've been doing some stabbing in London. Now they're caged up like the animals they are.
In a tube train.
They do sound terrific. They're just randomly stabbing people in tubes. Could have been me, could have been you.
Could have been anyone.
Law of thumb.
Averages.
It would have been you.
I spend more time on the tube than you do.
You just tend to get into more trouble than I do.
That's true, yeah.
Had you come up against this particular gang of animals, you might have been either stabbed in the thigh, punched in the face, or raped.
If I could choose one of those, I'd go for stabbed in the thigh.
Really?
Yeah. Because it might get some surgery and it might reduce my thigh size.
Oh, God.
Wayne Rooney's fiance, Colleen, she's got a book out.
Yep.
She's spoken out about the brothel incident. Now, it turns out that she'd been going out with Wayne for a little while. She was only 16. When he slept with the granny, she'd never even done it with him. I'd be well offended, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Maybe it makes it less bad.
I suppose he was probably young, foolish, and somebody who came up to it to some extent. These things can happen, and, but it's fairly disgusting.
You don't want to go out sleeping with your granny when you're a 16-year-old.
Not your own one, anyway.
A serial loo paper thief has been caught by the police. It's a woman, a middle-aged woman, who went into the same public toilets every day and stole 10 rolls of toilet paper.
Well,
every day for 3 weeks.
I hope she'd been banged up with those other criminals we were just talking about.
Well, as I said, 10 rolls of paper a day soon adds up. It does. That would add up to about 2,100 rolls of loo paper, which I would reckon would be almost a lifetime supply.
Did you never steal bog roll when you were a student from the pub?
Very occasionally. I have been known to on maybe 2 occasions, but usually the stuff that you get in the pub's not very nice. Or it's on a big roll.
A big roll, which is which is great. If you can get out of the pub with a big roll, then you've done well.
You're away,
that can last
tricky.
A student house for a month.
Depends how much you shit.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's related to this toilet paper story, which I found earlier, which I'm now bringing up onto the computer because it's late breaking news.
Right.
Some BBC presenters have been sent dirty toilet paper in a box.
That's horrible.
I thought you'd like this. Adrian Childs got some. He's the man who does Match of the Day. I don't know why he does Match of the Day. I think he's better than that, but there we go. I didn't say who else has been. A number of stars have been, but he says it was disgusting and the smell is not something you want first thing in the morning.
Gosh.
And that's it, really.
If you were going to send some shitty toilet paper to somebody,
yeah.
Who would it be?
Well, I think you know who it would be.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say on air in case I decide to do it.
Yeah. No, I might do it too, so let's not say the name. Very long name.
This story made me want to eat some Maltesers about Malta. Apparently they've got a law in Malta that says you're not allowed to make jokes about politics and people in power, but that's now being repealed so they can have a bit of satire over there for the first time.
Yeah, we should
30s.
Go over there.
Do some satire on the Maltese politics.
Yeah.
We know a lot about Maltese politics, so that'd be good.
Malta, eh? Ever noticed...
Maltese Falcon?
Ever noticed how you've only got a fucking sausage in the fridge? I spend 24 hours of electricity so that when I open my fridge door, it will light up my face, saturate you, cunt.
a little bit of politics there for Malta. You know, David Bowie's got different coloured eyes.
Yeah.
Turns out loads of people have got it. About 1 in 100 people have this. It's called heterochromia. All right. This is quite... I found this very interesting myself.
Right.
Other people who've got it in the public eye. Keith Sutherland.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken. Kate Bosworth. Pointless blonde girl. And Jane Seymour.
What's interesting about that?
I've never noticed that. None of them have got... I didn't know Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman had wonky eyes.
The people in baby shambles, apart from Pete Doherty, must be so fucked off from Pete Doherty.
Well, are they? Because they're managing. I mean, I don't imagine they're particularly talented musicians.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Moss to the stage. And up she comes, sings a couple of songs.
Now, there's this whole thing going, oh, Kate Moss can actually sing. Gosh, who would have thought that? Well, anybody who was vaguely aware of the music scene would know that in 2003, I checked my facts, that she made a single with Primal Scream. She sang backing vocals on it. She's always been slightly involved in the music industry. She's done singing before. I think everyone's being sick and pretending to have forgotten about that. So they can say, oh, I'm surprised she could sing. The idiots. Size 12 model.
Yep. Oh, that made me really angry. Do you know why?
Well, I'll explain the story first and then we'll discuss our fury about it.
Yeah.
There's John Lewis, good old J. Lou.
Yeah.
One of our best shops. Very good haberdashery. So they've chosen a model, size 12 model to shop their latest swimwear range. She's apparently curvy, and she's been chosen ahead of size zero models. Now, let's not forget that size zero is the size in America, so she's been chosen ahead of size 4 models, but still. Because
yeah.
She's got a real-life body shape. Now, I've been to J. Lew. I've never seen anyone with a body shape quite like that. They tend to be a bit frumpier. Well, that's my point. What's yours?
My anger at it is that they said they called her a curvy model as if she's... you know, an outsized model or something. 12 is still slim. What about the slim model? The attractive model looks great in this voluptuous swimming costume with her voluptuous titties.
There was a story which I've disappeared. I was looking at the internet, but said that half of women who are, I think maybe that story is for later. Half of women who are size 12, maybe a third of women who are size 12, think they're fat. Mm-hmm. And I was going, oh, that's ridiculous. Da, 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 da. They still think they're overweight. And then I realised that I'm size 12 and I think I'm overweight. So I was condemning myself there. Saw a very fat picture of my arms earlier. but here's another story about losing weight, because God, it's so interesting. Women who lose 3 inches from their waist dramatically cut their risk of womb cancer, which is, I mean, what a stupid thing to say. But then you go, well, what if someone really thin loses another 3 inches, is that going to stop them getting womb cancer, or is that going to make them really skinny and they might die? What a stupid thing to say. The calculation doing is the average waist is 34 inches, and if you slim down to 31 inch waist, then you're half as likely to get womb cancer. Apparently, but what a stupid way to put it. Slim down and then you won't get it. No, maybe you don't need to.
A pig's bladder saved a man's finger.
How?
I've not read it, but I guess it was bleeding heavily. He whacked a bit of sausage.
It just happened to have some handy.
I imagine he's a sausage maker. He just whacked a bit of his finger.
Have you read this story, no. Zena?
I just said it, Anne.
Someone's been caught for sending those letter bombs. Look at the state of that. It's Milky Bar kid gone boss-eyed.
Yeah.
Ironically, apparently he's a cyclist. Can't drive, not with eyesight like that, by the looks of it. Maybe that's why he's angry.
He's furious.
He's lived with his mum and his sister for 20 years. I mean, he's in his 20s, but still. He's obviously got a few problems.
Yeah. Well, nobody's been badly hurt by it.
Well, only through luck.
A £95 pancake.
Wow, for pancake day.
It's topped with Dom Perignon champagne.
Oh, £95 in the sense of price, not in the sense of weight.
No price. Ooh. Topped with champagne, which you don't really want champagne poured on a pancake.
Either. It's going to make it soggy.
Berries, flambéed in vintage brandy. Again, kind of pointless. Vanilla pods on it, amaretto ice cream. It does sound nice, don't get me wrong. But £95?
Well, you could make that yourself for about the price.
You could make that yourself for 50p.
Well, not the champagne.
I mean, you wouldn't use a whole bottle of champagne, though, would you?
No, but I'm saying it's still quite expensive. It still costs more than 50p.
Well, I could do it for 50p.
You're just going to wee on it, though.
And nick the champagne.
Top British bands including Razorlight, Snow Patrol, the two bands I'm still not entirely sure the difference between, and Franz Ferdinand, who I can tell the difference between them and other bands. I like Franz Ferdinand. Mm. They're campaigning against Trident nuclear weapons system, the replacement of Trident.
Good.
They're gonna, I don't know what they're doing about it, but it just says, no, there's going to be a demonstration. Britney Spears. She's still bald, her hair hasn't grown back yet, but she has gone out in a wig. Now, she's a rich woman, isn't she, Britney Spears? But she has probably got the cheapest wig I've ever seen on. Looks like she got it out of a cracker. Brilliantly, I thought I'd have a look on eBay. There's a report on the BBC saying that the bid has gone up to £1 million.
What?
For her hair, and I thought, I'll have a look. There's, she looks at Britney Spears' hair. Currently, 108 items found. Now, not all of these are pretending to be real Britney Spears hair. I'd say about 20 of them were clear jokes. But that still makes around 90 people selling bogus bits of Britney Spears hair. £499. Luckily, that's not got a bid. I'll just do a refresh, see how we're getting on with these. A few people have bid on stuff, though. So that's been £99.99 for £100 for clearly... just someone's hair. Now, maybe I sound cynical here, but I received this hair today from America. Right, she had her hair cut on Friday. It wasn't sold. I don't think it's even been sold yet. But they go, oh yeah, one of my friends went in to the hair salon, and I brought this from the States and received it today. No, you didn't. The post doesn't go that quickly, I'm sorry.
And to be honest, I'm surprised that they think they can get away with that.
People have bid on it, though.
There is a report button there, so you can report.
Oh, should we report them all?
Which is the real one?
Well, none of them. I couldn't find the real one on here at all.
Somebody's bid over a grand.
Where? Oh, yeah. Let's have a look at this one. So this one's had four bids. It's on £1,120. What does COA mean? This comes with a certificate proof, cert proof certificate with UV and CP/CC guarantee authentication.
Oh, good.
There are many people selling this on eBay. However, this is genuine and it's been saved on a DNA database.
Report them.
Please note, this should stop all confusion regarding DNA. When it says it's been saved to the DNA CPCC database, this is a company who saves items on their database because it's called DNA database. Does not mean they have DNA. DNA is a system they use. Most eBay members know of this. For those who don't, the DNA database where a small amount of the item is removed and saved so in future the item will be matched up should the COA be lost. This person's also selling a signed Muhammad Ali boxing glove. And signed Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire book.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you are wanting someone's hair, go on eBay. Hey, I'm going to have my hair cut on Friday.
Ooh. We could should
we dye it Britney Spears colour before I have it cut?
No, I don't think we should pretend it. I think we should sell Michelle flower hair, genuine.
Yeah, weird.
Well, there's people out there that would probably buy it.
I don't want my name on it.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
Britney Spears hair, 100% genuine, 99p. what a owner piece of history. Britney Spears hair arrived this morning, sent from the hair salon. They got the name of it right, so that's good. Two pieces available. My friends are in there with Britney shaved off. I tell you what, Britney Spears must have a fucking thick head of hair, the amount that's being sold on eBay. Absolutely brilliant. So that's the Britney Spears news. The Spice Girls all went out for dinner the other day.
Yeah.
Well, three of them did. Jerry, Posh and Emma.
Yeah.
Emma had a good... She's pregnant.
Yeah.
She tucked in. She had a pudding and everything. The other two just had a bit of fruit. Well, how boring must that have been?
Very boring. Bernard and Matthew has had to act 500 of his staff. She said, well, I've acted...
They got bird flu.
I've acted all those turns. He still acts my staff as well. Nobody left there. It's like ghost town.
A cup of tea. You have two cups of spearmint tea a day. It could help women with excess body hair.
You should drink that.
It's often connected with polycystic ovary syndrome. But I was reading, and they did have a specific way. They made it not out of tea bags. They did make it specifically from dry tea leaves, directly from, you know, not any shyster stuff that you might get in, say, Holland and Barrett.
Shyster stuff, eh?
Well, stuff is, I don't know, just seeds with a bit of mint flavouring in it.
Right.
But that's interesting.
Good. A boy has died by falling on a vase.
Oh, that's quite sad, isn't it?
Stupid.
Oh, he just fell on a vase.
It's incredibly sad. He's three. He fell over, cut his neck on a vase. Dead. I wonder if they'll manage to fix the vase. At least they managed to save something.
They might have some blood on it.
Or maybe they can put his ashes in it.
Now, if you do buy a lot of Britney Spears hair, here's an idea of it. You can try and lift up an elephant with it. In Taiwan recently, they decided they were going to lift up an elephant using human hair. They spent £4,000. Excuse me. £4,000 buying Britney Spears hair on the internet. And then braiding 1.6 million hairs into a rope capable of lifting 8 tonnes. But they've said no, they can't do it because probably the elephant will die. And that's a bit mean. They've cancelled the whole event.
Good. Caprice is on Suicide Watch.
Really?
Yeah. She's not really very popular anymore.
She never was, really.
She's kind of losing her looks. And she's... It's a kind of plea for... it's a plea for Colin Inches.
Well, if you have got any Colin Inches going spare...
Use
one Caprice. She needs them.
Yeah. She also needs, to learn where her top lip ends and her skin begins.
She's been drawing it on again.
She looks like Jodie Marsh.
She's going to draw it on. Have you seen that thing about Amy Winehouse? She's getting fed up of... She loves eyeliner. She's, it gets quite boring lobbing it on every day, so she might be tattooed on.
Ooh.
She has quite a lot of eyeliner on. That's gonna smart. And also look a bit silly.
It would hurt, and it probably wouldn't look as good.
Take that to offer their support to Robbie. It's a nice story, this.
What they said.
Little Marky, he said, I'm gutted. I'm devastated things have ended up like this. I think he should come back to the UK. I think he should move to Norway. That's my opinion.
Right.
Howard says, I've been calling him loads. I'm upset people think it's our success that's made him depressed. I'll do it, my little Marky. I'll do anything I can to help him. If he wants me to see him, I'll be straight on a plane.
Oh, what about Gary?
I don't think the interview was with Gary, but there we go.
Right, why wasn't Gary there?
He's laughing in the face of Robbie because he was always rude about him, according to fact.
I wonder...
I'll tell you what, though, it would really cheer me up if little Marky got on a plane, came to see me, and then sang a new song. Hey...
You know you gotta do do do. What you gotta do do do. You gotta do do. I wonder if like, no, they'll do it, like, split up again, and Gary will this time try and leave and try and do what Robbie did.
It's never going to work, is it? He's tried that before, he knows where his strengths lie. Well, that is with some other people dancing around behind him. Richard and Judy, we spoke about this yesterday, the rip-off, You Say We Pay. Apparently the phone lines closed 7 minutes into the show. Anyone who rings after that has been ripped off, and they're certainly still giving the phone number out after that, I'm sure. So they're going to have to refund everyone, and Richard and Judy are saying they're shocked, and da-da-da-da.
A maid was rescued after a fire ripped through a luxury apartment block near to the Royal Albert Hall. She's fine, though.
How was the apartment block?
Oh, it was fucked. Still, 200 years after slavery was abolished, there's more slaves than ever in Britain.
Is this people who come from abroad and they're like stuck in people's houses and they're mean to them?
Yep.
And they don't speak the language and they have to
slave
do horrible
Britain.
Things. I might get me one of them slaves.
Mostly women. What would you do with one? Would you not think she was in your way?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, really. She wouldn't clean the house the way to my standards.
No, I mean, you could keep her out of the way in the, like, the kitchen cupboard. You know, if you could...
We got one of those hobbits, didn't we?
One of those little people that are the size of your knee.
A leprechaun.
Yeah.
If you have painted your house a bad colour, it could knock about £1,000 off the value of your house.
Wow.
If you're lucky enough to own a house, don't go and ruin it by painting it a horrible colour. But then it is your house, so don't you like it?
TV Tonight.
Yep.
Channel 5. The Boy with Four Heads.
What? You've made that up.
The boy with
You've made it up.
The Boy with Four Heads. And
don't forget, I've got to see a TV guide.
It's
CSI night tonight. Did you watch the thing about the twins last night? No, you didn't.
No, I forgot. What happened last night?
I don't know, I wasn't watching it.
I'm really bad at remembering things that happened.
Melanie Black's been asked what she's got on her iPod. Turns out she's brilliant. She's got an Outcast song. She says, I loved Outcast before anyone else was into them. And she also has another song I've never heard of. But I found out about this a couple of months before it hit the charts, so I made everyone else's ears bleed with the sound of it. Then they had to hear it on the radio as well, but I'm still not sick of it. So basically, if you want to find out what's going to be fashionable in the future, ask Melanie Black. She knows fucking everything. Good news for hedgehogs.
She was also listening to the House Martins.
She wasn't.
Good news for the House Martins.
Good news for hedgehogs. They usually have an annual cull somewhere in a little island off Scotland.
Oh, I knew about that months ago.
But they've scrapped it now. They've scrapped the cull. I mean, it's an annual cull, so suggesting it's been going on for many years. It's only been scrapped today, though.
People have been trying to save the hedgehogs. The man who's been killing them was interviewed on the Today programme last week, and they said, so are you going to scrap it? He's like, well, yes, we are, but only because now they've proved that there's another way of doing it. You know, surely that's obvious there's another way of doing it. Just move the hedgehogs back from where they came from.
Send them back home?
Yeah.
Racist.
Thanks
for listening. You got anything? I'm assuming we've run out of things to say. Alright then, we can go back tomorrow then. So, ta-ta for now.
Enjoy your pancakes.
Oh.